We left off on Dr. Dathan and Abbas. About a third of the way down the page, quarter of the way down the page, Tana Rabbanan. Ein ma'abrines Hashana lefnei Rosh Hashana. Yidrura einam uberes. Avam, ne hatchak ma'abrinosa acha Rosh Hashana miyad. Va'afal piken ein ma'abrin ela ador. Okay, so we have over here the Tosefta, where the language itself is very, very difficult because it speaks of Ein Ma'abrin and Einam Uberet Mashma even B'di'evet, and then we have a din of Nehav Chak that appears that it is good B'di'evet. So Rashi was of course bothered by these issues. So we'll see Rashi in a minute. And basically what we have to ask ourselves is what over here is the din? Why? Ein Ma'abrin Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, do we have a reason which is given? What is permitted b'pnei hadchak, and then we'll move over into the chatzchila of Ador, maybe even the b'di'evet of Ador in terms of the month itself. Okay, so let's start off with looking at Rashi. Ein ma'abrin, says Rashi, ein yoshvin bezdin kodem Rosh Hashanah la'ayin v'lomar tis'aber shana zo. Bishnei Adarim, namely that the concept of Ein Ma'abrin has two components. What are the two components of Ein Ma'abrin? Nachon, the Iyun, what we call the Chishuv, and Lomar Tisaber Hashana, the actual Ibur. And Rashi points out, gives the reason. According to Rashi, what is the reason? Neshiyesh Shichacha Badavar Kodim Shiyagia Umizalzalei Bachamez. According to Rashi, what is the problem over here of pre-Rosh Hashanah as opposed to post-Rosh Hashanah?
So forget it, we'll be keeping Pesach at the wrong time, and if we're in Chametz,
okay, now let's look at this Rashi in light of the Rashi and a few days of the days. Let's turn the page to a few days of the days. The bottom of the thin lines of Rashi, you see over there about eight lines from the bottom of the thin lines of Rashi, Mipur Yodarshina Bilchos HaPesach. So in a situation of Kevan Delei Bruha Kodem HaPurim V'shamu Drasha Shal Hilchos HaPesach Ki Hadar Ma'avrei Bezdin L'Shata U'modiya La'alma Lo Mehemni L'Shluchei Bezdin U'mezalzali B'chametz. And the Rashi points out that we can have a zilzal in chametz in one of two situations that are two sides of the same coin. What are the two situations? Either if you're Ma'aber D'Shana to early or too late, exactly. In other words, that if you're ma'abir the shana too early, we have an issue of shichacha. If you're ma'abir the shana too late, people aren't going to believe the shlichei bezdin. The bottom line of both situations is mezazalei b'chametz. According to Rashi, we have over here this overriding problem of zilzul b'chametz, and this can only be and this can only be dealt with mipnei hadchak. Rashi says, Shema lo yeheisham bezen mufla samach la'ador, o Shema yavo hamelech edomi v'yakev al yodon, as we'll see in the next story in the Gemara. Then, ma'abrin osa. Namely, b'pnei hadchak, we do allow for the ibur, but on what plane? Umodiyin legola acha Rosh Hashanah miyad she'ibruha. Namely, what do we allow, b'shas hadchak?
An ibur,
how are you defining ibur? Again, previously we dealt with that Ibur had two stages. There was a stage of Chishuv and a stage of Lomar, right? That Ein Ma'abrin, we spoke about the Ayin, the Lomar. So which of these are we allowing in a situation of Shas HaTchak? We're allowing the La'ayin. However, the Lomar, the Ma'abrin osa umodiyin legola acha Rosh Hashanah miyad shiya abruah. Namely, that the chishuv we allow, but the ibur itself, the kviya and the modiyin, that we push off till after Rosh Hashanah. That, in other words, okay. So that which we, in other words, the issue is one of shichacha. And so we try we allow that the chishuv be done in situations of Shas HaTchak, But the Ibur itself, Ma'abrin Osa, and the Hodah to the Gola, that has to come after Rosh Hashanah. What role Rosh Hashanah plays over here, Rashi leaves Satun. Maybe, in other words, that once already you're in already the next year, then somehow that would prevent the Shichacha, but that's unclear. The Yad Ramah takes it one step further. Let's look together at the Yad Ramah, Masechta Sanhedrin. That if they're ma'aber it too early, people are going to think that they're added a month of Elul. V'asi minei churva, da'asi lezulzule v'Rosh Hashanah, u'besukos, u'lameichal b'yom ha'kipurim. Ava b'nei ha'dochak, shelo yitaken l'sanhedrin, le'esof ba'adar v'lebrei, o shehen mityarmi o'yuvehem, shelo yis'abru ba'adar ha'yodam, then ma'abrin osa achar Rosh Hashanah miyad, and that will solve the problem, because A, once they say it after Rosh Hashanah, l'matzu l'meim or elul be'elul ivri, what are they going to say? Tishrei b'tishrei, markeshvan markeshvan, keizvan d'chazu, the ikvar Rosh Hashanah, b'hayarka gufei, tu lawasi minei churva, d'kuli yom tov, d'tishrei basa Rosh Hashanah asli. Namely, that according to the Yad Ramah, he kills two birds with one stone. He points out that the issue is not one of shichacha. The issue is one that they're going to think that the Ibur is going to occur in Elul, and then they're going to keep Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot a month too late. They're going to eat on the day of Yom Kippur. But once we move over the Ibur to post-Rosh Hashanah, so everyone knows that Yom Kippur is 9 days after Rosh Hashanah. Everyone knows that the Sukkot is 2 weeks after Rosh Hashanah. Then there's not going to be an issue. In other words, that once we get Rosh Hashanah into the picture, then that solves the issue. Okay, so it's not a question of shichacha; it's a question of messing up the mo'adim of Tishrei, and that could be solved by moving the Ibur into Tishrei. Rabbeinu Yonah has a third perush. Look at Rabbeinu Yonah. I'm sorry that there's no, it's not in the Bar Ilan, so I just photostated it. Ein ma'arben Hashanah Rosh Hashanah yesh ledaktik dipshitahu. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, Lushita, so this is Pashut, because we already saw that Rabbeinu Yonah paskin that there is never a situation where we use one simon, even the tkufa, to be ma'abra d'shana. You always need two simonim. We pointed out the Rambam paskins like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the tkufa alone is enough. But according to Rabbeinu Yonah, you always need two. Dohal echad ein ma'abra. Kevan de ein la'abra ala tkufa. So we need also something. We need aviv, we need peros ilon. Lo yodin ma'iyah inyan peros, it's too early. Aviv, v'hagolos, v'hadrachim, kolos an shamarnu l'mal, all of the things we mentioned that are reasons for Yibur Hashanah, the only one that we can really be makdim until pre-Rosh Hashanah is the tkufa. But everything else that we have to deal with in terms of the situation during the winter. So the question is, so what good will it do if we wait till after Rosh Hashanah? Isn't it still too early for all the other simanim? So two lines from the bottom in that right-hand column, he says, V'yevshar kiseha ibur lohaya ki'im mipnei ha'takana va'al menat shiyeh echad mishar ha'simanim mit'acher. Namely, that will be shas ha'tchak will allow for there to be an ibur al tnai. And it's just a question that, you know, we have to try and make the Tanai as late as possible. But the issue, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, is one of the lack of clarity. Okay, so we have three reasons why not to miba'aber before Rosh Hashanah. Either shichacha, or we're going to mess up the Mo'adim of Tishrei, or before Rosh Hashanah we have a lack of clarity.
I don't understand why we're being able to give that answer. Why can't we do all tonight before Rosh Hashanah? The Simanim are not more evident after Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, so in terms of the difference before Rosh Hashanah and after Rosh Hashanah, according to Rashi, it's difficult. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's even more difficult. According to Yad Ramah, everything is fine. Okay, but the common denominator between these three shitos is what? Is this a din da oraisa or a din drabanan that ain't ma'abim lefnei Rosh Hashanah? But in terms of these three shitos,
in terms of these three shitos, it sounds like it's drabanan.
Right, these are all chashas, achshash, avshichacha. a chash that people are going to mess up the Mo'adim of Tishrei, a chash that they're going to have to change their minds and they're going to have pie on their face. Right? Those are all chashas drabanan. However, we do find one Perush which understands this L'chora as a Do'oraisa. We'll see it first in the Perush of the Rambam. I'm sorry that after driving you crazy by telling you that I can't print it out, I realize that I can print it out. Not from the Bar Ilan or from the DBS, but they have the Perush of the Rambam. So over here, the Perush of the Rambam is, what?
What's the DBS?
DBS is, it's on the computers in the back as well, to the best of my knowledge. It's, what does it stand for? I have no idea. But it's also a...
It's another database.
Generally, they gave the Shelos HaTshuvos to Bar Ilan. You can work on the Shelos HaTshuvos. They went into Torah Sasod. Okay?
Oh.
So you have all the Kisvei Ha'ari. You have four Perushim on Sefer HaYetzirah. Now that we're in the Kodesh HaGu'uga, we can inform. So there is a leaving Chaz Lechza Chabaderech, which you can have on your palm. But the DBS also has all the Perushim on Torah Sasod. And it has a lot of Torah Sanigla. So they also have the Perush of the Rambam. It says, "V'afal pikein, yachshavu hatkufa lifnei zman ze." In other words, even though according to the Rambam, really you only need one sima, we only need the tkufa. That can be done like years in advance. So, but even so, even though the tkufa could be before even Rosh Hashanah, ze eino ela la'achar Rosh Hashanah. The reason that we push it off to after Rosh Hashanah is the Ein Ma'abrin Mishana Lechaverta. Now, just a minute. You learned the Gemara. That's a brice a little later on. Let's look back in the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abrin Es Hashana Lo Mishana Lechaverta Velo Mishal Hashem Zachazah. What does that mean, Ein Ma'abrin Mishana Lechaverta? What did Rashi say? Right. In Shana Haba, Tzvicha La'aber, Ein Ma'abrin Mishana Zom, Netzorche Shana Haba. We don't say that since Tavshin Ayin Zayin is going to require an Ibor, let's do the Ibor in Tavshin Ayin Vav and get it over with. No, we don't do it. If it's a Tavshin Ayin Zayin issue, we're Ma'aber Tavshin Ayin Zayin. But Tosfos didn't like that Perush. Let's move over to Tosfos. Lo mishana lechaver, to Perush akut shana zo, ein atzrich lesaber, ein ma'aber kide letak in shana haba. Ve'ein halashon mashmake. Ela nira, de mayri lechashev. The ain machashvin b'shana zo al shana shela achareha. We don't make the cheshbon of the tkufa from one year to the next year. Even though sof it's all in the books, and even if we're not going to inform the tzibur that we won't have issues of shichcha etc. Mikomakom ain machashvin l'smoch al oso cheshbon shelo la'asos cheshbon acher. Now what over here is going on? This is not a chash drabana. Tosis doesn't says even though ein megadol, we're not afraid of what's going to be with Rosh Hashanah. We're not afraid of what's going to be in terms of shichacha. We're not concerned with anything other than the tkufa. We're not afraid of their backtracking. We simply have a halacha. We have a halacha which is stated both in the Perush and in Tosfos. Kanere a halacha d'oraisa that the ibur hashana. Part of the sod of Ibur Hashanah is that we cannot do it for future years. It has to be done year by year.
Why would I assume this is Daraisa?
Because there's no reason why Rabbanan would... There's no reason given over here.
There's no pasuk either.
So if you're looking for a pasuk, so look in the Taras Kohanim that we saw back in Parshas Emor, and you'll see it there. Ein ma'abrin mishana lechaverta menalei tichsiv asher tikru osam b'malada. In other words, they learned it out. That's the same psukim that we had earlier. They also have a drasha, but of course, we don't know what Ma'arim Meshan B'Chaverta means. It could mean like Rashi. That, you know, so therefore, I didn't quote the Torah's Kohanim because it doesn't tell us any more. But what it does do is give us another window into the machlokes between the Rambama and the Ramban in terms of what goes on with our calendar nowadays. How did the Ramban understand Hillel? What did Hillel do according to the Ramban, Hillel Hasheni? What did he do in the year, 270 of the Common Era?
He decided the calendar for the year
He was Masada the calendar for all the coming. He was Ma'aber the Shana for Tavshin Ayin Vav. He was Ma'aber the Shana for Tavshin Ayin Chet. He was Ma'aber all the Shanim then. Now, if the Isur of Ein Meshach, of being Ma'aber Lefnei Rosh Hashanah is a Din Drabanan, because of Shechacha, because of what's going to be with Rosh Hashanah, because of questions of what, you know, turning back the clock, etc. So then, Hillel had a chash which was much greater, that would override that chash, the chash that no one's going to know what they're supposed to be doing, and this net, and all calendar is going to collapse. So Hillel can trump chashos d'rabban. But if we're dealing with a din d'oraisa, how in the world can we be so machan Hillel if he's going against the din d'oraisa? But who holds this in din d'oraisa? The Peirush understands that's chat in the Rambam. That's Tosfos. But, right? In other words, so the Rambam, Lishitato, who's Ma'abe the Shanim according to the Rambam? We are, right? The Beis Din of Eretz Yisrael is Ma'abe the Shanim every year. They're Ma'abe the Shanim. Hillel just gave us the Tkufa. He just gave us the Cheshbonos to use. But every year, the Jew, the Nasi, who represents Klal Yisrael, the Jews in Eretz Yisrael represent Klal Yisrael, they are Ma'aber the Shana on a year-to-year basis. I don't remember who told me, maybe it was Rav Bednar who mentioned it to me, that he saw that there was a letter from Rav Kook, from Rav Tikashinsky, who wrote the Luach Eretz Yisrael to Rav Kook, that Rav Tikashinsky, when he wanted to put out that little Luach Eretz Yisrael, he wrote to Rav Kook, I want to be mefarsein that this is the Kiddush HaKodesh of the Rambam. So the Rav Kook wrote back to him, you're right, it is the Kiddush HaKodesh of the Rambam, but don't be mefarsein it. In other words, just put out your luach. Namely, he felt what not be mefarsin because then people was going to ask what went on before Rav Tikashinsky came up with this luach. What the reasoning was, it's unclear. I didn't see a copy of the letter itself, so I can't tell you. But the fact is that according to the Rambam, in other words, this is something which is ongoing by the Jews in Eretz Yisrael who represent Klal Yisrael. But in other words, so the Ramban fits in very, very nicely with all the Rishonim, Rashi, Yad Ramah, Rabbeinu Yonah, that the issue of Eima Arvin Lefnei Rosh Hashanah is a Chash D'Rabbana. Then Hillel has the right to override that. Man She'enkin, if we're dealing with the Din D'Oraisa, which is the way the Peirush understood the Rambam, and which is L'Chor, what Tosus is saying over here, that we have this Din, we simply have this Halacha, that we can't be Ma'abir Nishana L'Chaverta, that part of the sod of the Ibur is that it has to be always fresh, has to be part of the year, then, l'chora, the only way of understanding our calendar is according to the Rambam, not according to the Ramban. Okay. The Braisa then, yes?
Two questions. First of all, Rashi, with his chashash that people will forget,
yeah.
Why couldn't Basin just send out a reminder in other?
The issue over here, the Shema Yavo, Melech Edomi, the Ya'akev al Yadon, means that could be a death sentence for anyone that sent out a reminder. Namely, that you're not, we'll see in a little while, that Beis Din, in other words, that Rome was very, very insistent that the Jews not have their own calendar. And this was just like they were, you know, with the Xeros Adrianus, the Hadrian's decrees against people who are Torah, against people. In other words, so we know that the Ibur Hashanah, Kibush HaKodesh, this was back already by the Greeks. In other words, anyone who felt that the world was not created, that the world is the way it was because it always was that way, can't deal with a Jewish calendar. That then they have to deal with a solar calendar. In other words, because there has to be a sense of order, and everything is simply a repetition of a cycle. The Jewish calendar represents creation. So that is part and parcel of the Gzeirot that we're dealing with. So the Gzeira would not only be on the Chishuv and the proclamation, but also on the propagation. Or simply, making it public would also be a problem. Two questions.
Yeah, another one in Tosfos.
Yeah.
Bamishan Akhavarti, he says that Rashi's Loshan Yirt the Meir, he says that Ein Loshan Mashmakin.
Yeah.
But then he says, "Near the Meir Lachashim." The Gemara's Loshen is Ma'aber.
So we already saw previously on the Yud Amud Beis that the Gemara said that the concept of Ibur in the language of the Mishnah could be Pishuv the Ibur. Mm-hmm. Right. So this was, you know, so that we pointed out the word that Rashi says ein ba'abrin. Ein ba'abrin means ein ba'chashvin, ein ma'abrin kovim, and ein modim. All of these are part of the process of Ibor, and the word ma'abrin within the Mishnah can mean any of those three. What Tosus was said about Rashi, that Mishana v'chaverta seemed to imply, according to Tosus' understanding of Dikduk, of doing it too early, doing it during 1 year for the next year, not 1 year because of the next year, Mishana v'chaverta, but rather the fact that we are ma'aber, a later year during an earlier year, appears to be the problem within the language of the Braisa. So the ideal then is to be ma'aber ador. Why is the ideal to be ma'aber ador? So let's look again in the Rishonim. What does Tosfos say? Ein ma'abrin ela ador. Tosfos says v'kol shara chadoshim ein ma'abrin. They don't lend themselves to ibur. D'chsiv l'chodesh shneim asar hu chodesh adar. That sort of closes all the windows. And if we assume that the Megillas Esther was written with the darga of Ruach HaKodesh, and that's why it's part of Suvim, Kitzvuni L'doros, and it says that Chodesh Adar is Chodesh Hashneim Esrei, were any other month to be Me'ubar, then Adar would come out to be Chodesh Shlosh Esrei. Ima Abrinan Achas Mishar Chadokim will have a Adar Shneim Esrei. So it would contradict Torah Shebichsav. It would contradict a pasuk in Megillas Esther. That's Tosfos. Rashi, however, by us doesn't say anything. But some of you have in your Gemaras a Tosafot from Rashi from other Mesechtos. Those who don't, so on the page that I gave you, I quote Rashi in Rosh Hashanah. Afal pikein ein ma'avrin ela adar. Ein mosif in chodesh ala shana ela ador, d'chsiv, shamor es chodesh ha'aviv, chodesh hasamuch l'aviv aber, sheyavo aviv bizmano. According to Rashi, it's not a question of being so ser a pasuk in Megillas Esther, but rather an asmachta, or maybe a dinda oraisa, that we have over here, chodesh ha'aviv, chodesh hasamuch l'aviv Abir, that since Shamar as Chodesh Aviv is part of the Soet by Ibur, so with built in with it, within this is the proximity. The Perush on the Rambam understands a third Perush. Let's look at the Perush on the Rambam underneath Rashi. Avolo yodiu zela am shemelo yagiya ha'aviv lo peros ilon yagiu val piatkufa yavru lo yavru. Hilafikach im abru mu'uberes shema bishil simon ha'achirot em uberes sharei ein ze yadua. Ela ba'ador, v'yela be'ezin kisuf, v'fikach tzrichim lahamtin, v'lo yodiyu la'am shehashana mu'uberet, ela bizmana hu adar. Namely, returning to which perush we saw earlier about ein ma'avrim lefnei Rosh Hashanah, to the Agrama, right? I'm sorry, Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah was said that it's too early, we won't know the simanim. When do we know the simanim? Adar. In Adar, everything is clear. We know about the Geshamim and the Gesharim and the Olei Regalim, and we know about the Peiros Eilon, and we know about the Tfua. So that's the time to be Ma'aber. Not an issue of a Pasuk in Megillas Esther, not an issue of a Gzeres HaKasuv, of Shomayas Chodesh Aviv, but simply practically. If one goes back to the... If we look in the Yad Ramah, Afal pikein ein ma'abrin ela ador, klomar. Afal pishamu ma'abrin osa acha Rosh Hashanah, v'lo chashinon shem yamru tishrei b'tishrei ibru, inami marcheshvan marcheshvan, etc. All those shoshas no longer exist. Go to the third line in the middle. Avol iburei ein ma'abrin ela ador, l'fi she'ibur hashana toli bo'avu peres ha'ilon, ein hadavar noda v'rov hashanim lo yimukdom ha'molcharim el k'shiyegi ha'ador. Then we similar to the perush, similar to what we saw in Rabbeinu Yonah. L'fika gazru shlo yabru ela ador, shlo yurigilim b'kol shana v'hamtin ad ador, v'miru shetichu l'abir yabru ador ba'ador. Then he brings in, v'machilta mefaresh, shomar eschodesh ha'aviv, smoch l'aviv, or samoch l'aviv, atama aber. Then with that Rashi, is a din d'oraisi, he's quoting a drasha from the Mechilta. Eizo zo ador. The eizo zo zo ador. Okay. So we have over here then the two Perushim of Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah are brought. If we look back in Rabbeinu Yonah itself, Rabbeinu Yonah brings all three reasons. And we've seen over here the three reasons. Rabbeinu Yonah, in the second line in the left-hand column, U'kishein ma'abrin ela ador yesh mi shapirish yev shala abir chodesh acher imna abir chodesh ad iyar nimsa shesh ben pesach atzeret yosem mechamishim yom. Na'abir chodesh achad mechodshi akayitz nimsa lo yehi tishrei chodesh ha-shvi. Na'abir echa mechodshi achorif lo yehi ador chodesh yudbez. All this is basically built into Tosfos. V'yeish mi she'omer matzino chodesh mitaber v'shana mitaber ma'chodesh ena mitaber lo v'sof lo av'shana imaberet ela v'sofa. This is Rashi, this is the Mechilta. And then he says, And finally, everything that we saw both in Tosfos and in the Arama and in the Perush and in Rashi, it's all summarized over here within Rabbeinu Yonah. But he doesn't cover all grounds, because we still have, if you remember last time, a Sefer HaMitzvos, which gives a fourth reason, the bottom of the first page, Hinei ba'u ha-ramazin ba-kasuf, yoru ashor she-hamalacha she-yismachu behem v'yidiyas, rashi chadashim v'ibur hashanim, the sod ha-ibur is full of ramazim in the Torah, mize amru v'shamarta es ha-chuka ha-zos, l'mo'ada mi-yamim yamima. So last time we spoke about yamim yamima, that ein ma'abrin es hashana ela bayom. But the first Rashi is Amru, Mechil to Rashi by Yochai, Malamit Shema Abinus Hashan Elav Perek Hasamach Lemoe. In other words, that we have over here, Veshamarta Sachukazot Lemoada. Okay, so if we want to know why Ein Ma'abrin before Rosh Hashanah, we have three reasons to Rabbanan, and one reason we go right. So if we want to know why we're Ma'abir Adar, so again, we have. We have two reasons, midrabanan, and two reasons, midoraisa. It could be, one reason midrabanan, that the basin shouldn't be embarrassed by making, having made a mistake too early, and we have a divrei kabbalah, we have the pasuk in Megillas Esther, and then we have two psukim in the Torah. Shomar es chodesh ha'aviv and shomarta es chuka zot l'moada. Okay. Then the Gemara moves over to the fascinating story. Ini v'hashochu le'rava. Is it really true that we're only ma'aber? The assumption was not only ador but also in ador. Zug ba mi rekes. V'tafsu nesher or utfasum nesher. U'biyadam dvarim hana'asu. Beluz umayni utcheles schus harachamim ubischusam yatzu b'shalom va'amusa yirechei nachsham bikshu l'kvoa netziv echad lo hinichan edomi halaz aval bal yasuf of nesu v'kava lo netziv echad v'yerach shemes bo aharon hakohen, which is Menachem Av. So we go back to the same answer, chashuv emachashvei giluye lo magle, that we have over here this igeres that Rava received, full of rimazim, full of code, which basically points out that there should be a shana mu'uberet during this coming year, that the chishuv was done in a hidden manner, and the giloy should be made, in other words, by everyone in terms of his own community. There happens to be over here a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful maharsha on this. On the code over here, where he points out, you look at it inside, that there are two worlds that they had to reckon with, the world of the Nesher and the world of the Edomi. The world of the Nesher, according to the Maharsha, is Yishmael. The world of the Edomi is Esav. Namely, that these two worlds, for two totally different reasons, didn't want the Jews to be Ma'abre Lashana, the Yishma'elim, even though that they are B'nai Abraham via Hagar, and therefore they had a shadow of the Sod HaIbur. So their year is a lunar year, but it's a pure lunar year. Ma'ashein Kain Esav, there you're dealing with Greek, you're dealing with Rome, you're dealing with Aristotle, you're dealing with a solar year which repeats itself constantly. So there you have, so these have 12 months of a lunar year, these have 12 months of a solar year, and the Jews have Yud Beis Shvatim, in other words, by Yishmael, they have Yud Beis Mishpachot, and that links in with their Yud Beis, but we have a Yosef who divides into Menashe and Ephraim. We have an Ador that can be viewed as Ador Rishon, or Ador Rishon and Ador Sheni. That our Sod HaIbur, in other words, is unique, and therefore they had to run away from the Nesher, they had to run away from the Edomi. They brought Dvarim HaNasim B'Luz. Luz, if you recall from the Gemara in Sota, is that place where there was never death. Right? In other words, that there is a Medrash in terms of Yeshua conquering the land, that there was a city that no one ever died in that city because they never spoke Lashon Hara, etc. That was Luz. Luz represents eternity, and our calendar represents eternity, and the Tchelos represents eternity, namely that all of these are linked in one with the other, and they were Ma'agir Dafka and Yerach Shiyesh but Mesbo Aharon HaKohen, which is the Chodesh of Av, which is the month of Churban, that even in the month of Churban, when we are, the Neona are small, and we're the Gideon, the Septuzura, we're small, even then we can be Ma'aber the Shana, even then we're going to have our Nitzachon over both Yishmael and Esau. Anyway, very, very beautiful, goes through, simply explaining the code, explaining that the code is not, is a code that has mashma'ut for the future, for the future geula, that all relates to the fact that the Sod HaIbur, that, in words, our understanding of the Sod HaIbur is that which is going to bring to geula, in which everything will come upon its fruition, that the solar year has its importance, and the lunar year has its importance, and the combination in the intercalculation between the two is really the geula. Okay. That's what we have over here in the story. Then the Gemara continues with the braisa we saw a few minutes ago. Tana Rabbanan, Eima Abrinis Hashana Lo Mishana Lechaverta. So here we saw the two Perushim of Rashi and Tosfos. The Yad Rama, again on the top of the page, if you turn over the page, Eima Abrinis Hashana Mishana Lechaverta, Yesh Amim Shana Haba'a Tzricha La'abe Eima Abrinis Shana Zom Neitzarka Shana Haba'a. El Hatzricha Tis Avir, that's Rashi. The Yesh Lefarish Ki Ahi Detanye Ema Abin Zashana Kodem Rosh Hashanah. That's Tosfos, right? That Ema Abin Zashanah Mishana Chaverta is an explanation of Ema Abin Zashanah Kodem Rosh Hashanah, and then it's a Din D'Oraisa. And then already it's a Din D'Oraisa that we have a concept of a Shnat Ibur, not just of a Chodesh Ibur, but of a Shnat Ibur. And then we move over to the world of Lo Shalosh Shanim, Ritz, the Lo Shalosh Shanim, the language of the Gemara, Ze Zo Achar Zo. Lo Shalosh Shanim Zo Achar Zo. What over here is the issue, and how it relates to the next Gemara of Rabbi Akiva? First, we'll see over here in Rashi that there are two Perushim of this Piska. Let's look in Rashi. Lo Mishalosh Shanim Zo Achar Zo. Sheim Kein Mishtano Tashanim Mitikunam. Ubalo Nisan Hashlishi Be'em Tzakayim. Zo Achar Zo means what?
One after the other.
Ritzufot. One after the other. One after the other. Right? And then we have the question, isn't this what Rabbi Akiva did? According to this understanding, let's just continue in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Maiser Rabbi Akiva, Sheyachosh Besasurim, Be'iber Shaloshanim Zo Achar Zo, Amru Lo Misham Raya, in other words, in Achinami, he gave the okay, he gave did the chishuv, but in other words, there was really every one of them was kavua in its place. But we're dealing over here with the issue of ritzufim. Tosfos had this perish in Rashi, perish Ritzufos, Shelo Yavo Nisan, Upesach Be'emtza Kaitzke, perish Bekuntras. Uksas Kosha, Demai Iria Shalosh, Afilu Shnayim Name. Namely, what, in other words, what is the uniqueness of two? If we, in other words, 2 years in a row would get us to the same, problematic lack the same problematic gap between the solar and the lunar year. That question is answered by the Yad Ramah. To look in the Yad Ramah, we go Shalosh Shanim, the third line. V'tzuvnei Hashanim Yotzei Kitikun HaPesach V'Hashem Tzarkayitz Aval Tarti Ze'achar Zeh Ma'amrin L'Tzorech. And he gives the example. Goni Bruha L'Kamais Ne'atkufa V'ha Aviv V'hadar Ibruha L'Tinyasa Ne'takonas Olo Regolim Afal Gav V'Nachinam Mikodim Le'aviv Chav Yarcha Mikomakam Ne'tzorech Olo Regolim Ma'abrina V'chi Teim Ha'imishim Tzorech Olo Regolim Afilu Shalosh Namit Na'aver Lo Domi. If the first one really was in place, after the first one, things are back in order. So when we have the second tier, okay, we have 19 days. That's not ideal, but it's not the end of the world. Were we then to be ma'aber a third year, that would knock us totally off. Then we would have 38 days. That's really what Rashi is talking about, that you would have Nisan in the middle of the summer. That would be 38 days. But the 19 days we could still deal with and be metaken it the following year by not being ma'aber the shana. Okay, so that's not the end of the world. The Ode, the Tosa, another question on this. The Kama Rabbi Shimon Maaseh Rabbi Akiva Shibir Gimel Shanim Ritzufos V'Rabbanan Mahadri Lebezdin Yoshu V'Kov V'Koachas Bismana. Then we have to understand Perush V'Lo Ritzufos Hayu V'Ein Halasha Mashma. It's not Mashma. The Gemara changed the case from the world of the Tosefta to the question from Rabbi Akiva, and moved over to a situation of a lack of ritzufos. The lack of ritzufos, the issue was ritzufos. Well, in other words, what is the Gemara asking from Yekiva and answering? So therefore, Rashi himself gave a different parish. Let's go back to Rashi. Rashi, in other words, points out, based in Yoshua Kavu Kachas Rachas Mana, V'lo Ibru Gimel Shanim Ritzufos, V'lo Zoah Harzoah, V'lo Haim Nei Rabbi Yekiva Chacham Gadol, etc. You have to change the concept of Gimel Shanim to go Ritzufos Kachas Bismana, etc. So therefore, there's a Lishna Basra. What's the Lishna Basra? V'lo Gimel Shanim Zo Acharzu Tanakama Nami Baha Ko'asar. We're not talking about Ritzufos. We're simply dealing with making a Cheshbon in advance. Shelo Ya'ayanu B'Ibur Gimel Shanim Zo Acharzo B'Yeshiva Achas Afilu Ibran Bismana. And then they answer, Misham Raya Bezi Yoshua Harkin Bekol Shnas Ibur V'Ibur V'Kavu Av Osam Kol Osom Minyan Pishar B'Yakiva Chacham Gadol Iyeno B'Shrosh Dan B'Yamav. But it was all totally theoretical. It was all theoretical, and in other words, but the issue over here is being Ma'aber three in a row. But then the problem is, okay, you want to understand that you're not supposed to be Ma'aber in the future. So Tosfos also was bothered. V'Nira Kolashon Achash Pirush Kuntres Ein Ma'aber Gimel Shanim Hainu ein kovim b'pam achas yoshel hashanim mu'ubaros kol achas bismana. However, the perush zeh lo yitachin mashe pirish should be mashe pirashti nishan al chaverta demashman demoder mishiman bereisha. In other words, according to Tosis, you can't even ma'avir 2 years in advance, 1 year in advance. What's this 3 years in advance? So we get caught betwixt and between in terms of trying to understand this Gemara. What is the 3 years? The Rambam solves our problem by simply not quoting the Gemara. But that, you know, the Rambam has a halacha. You can be mechashev many years in advance. Just have to announce it each one b'sha'ato. But if we learn like either of these two perushim within Rashi, we're going to come up against a brick wall. The first perush of Rashi, we can answer the Yabra, like the Yad Ramah does, why three and not two. But then what do we do to Rabbi Akiva? What exactly was the situation? If it was 3 years in a row, so my Nafkimin Rabbi Akiva said that yes. And if we're not dealing with years in a row, so why three? Even two, according to the previous Gemara. Unless you learn, again, the previous Gemara like Rashi, and then this Gemara like Rashi. But Rabbeinu Hananel over here comes to the rescue. Rabbeinu Hananel over here comes to the rescue. And we said all of these issues were already thought of by the Gaonim hundreds of years before the other Rishonim had to deal with them. And Rabbeinu Hananel says we're dealing with the Rukimta of what situation?
We're at the very end of the 19-year cycle, and there are 3 years that still need to be Ma'aver.
The gap already existed. The gap already existed. Namely, that we know that within 19 years you have to be Ma'aver 7, and we have a situation where 15 years went by, and we were only Ma'aver 4. And so we have 3 to fit in. There's no alternative. How that situation came about, that's because of all of the, in other words, this was a tzorech over here and a tzorech over here, and it knocked off the whole calculation, and therefore, that would be the situation where you have to be ma'aber 3 ritzufim, and the Gemara says you can. As long as you call each one b'shaito, you can make the chishuv of the 3 ritzufim v'atachat. Then if we have, in other words, that Tosus was bothered, how can we create such a gap? The issue isn't how we created it, the issue is how do we solve it. The gap was created, the 3 years is to solve the issue of the gap that was created, and that can be done with the chishuv of all three, one after another.
So why the 15th year, not the 16th year, no?
Maybe I said it wrong. Yes, but which year are we sending in currently?
I think that one,
the
end of
Yuvav.
We couldn't do it because
it's Moshe Shvi'is. Okay, so the 16th year. 17th, 18th, 19th. Okay. The only issue that one has, Rabbeinu Hananel, is that the Gemara is talking about what form of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur Hashana was there during the time of the Gemara. Alpi Re'iya or Cheshvan? Alpi Cheshvan. The fact that we are not Ma'abir, that we are Ma'abir within every 19 years, 7 years, again, the Gemara is dealing Alpi Re'iya. And our calendar of the 19-year cycle, that's Hillel HaZakeh, that's Hillel HaSheni, that's Cheshvan. Who says in the time of Re'iya they had such Cheshbonos?
Rach.
Okay, but how did the Rach know that? How did the Gonim know? In other words, that even in the time of Re'iya, we know that they knew the Cheshbon, we know that they knew the Tkufa, but that they had rules into that degree, that you weren't, that in every 19 years you have to have 7.
Why not? I mean, if that's what it had to be with Maisa, basically.
No, so you'll say, okay, so in the next 19 years, in the next cycle, you'll add in a few more years. Why does everything have to, at the end of the 19 years, start all over again the way it should?
Could you say the same thing about Hillel HaZakeh? Like, why?
No, when you're making everything to go only al pi cheshbon, and you're ignoring Re'iya altogether, so then we have this cycle that gives you which years are the Shanot Mu'barot, and those are all mentioned over here. But if you're not dealing with, if we're dealing al pi Re'iya, the cholera, it's all fluid. It's all fluid. You know, you have this long view. Okay, this year will be off. Next year we'll try and fix it. Oh, we can't fix it next year. The following year. Here's fix it the following year. The following year. Namely, why do we have this deadline that by 19 years we have to get in X number of Shanot Mubarak? That deadline is necessary in the world of Alpi Cheshbon. Who says it's necessary in the world of Alpi Re'iya? Maybe they were able, like banks nowadays. So you have a deficit. So sometime in the future, someone's going to have to pay the deficit. But we don't have a halacha that you have to balance your budget. No one's for YU. Has to balance their budget by a certain date, right? And cut off heads and fire people, etc. No, in other words, so it'll go over like all of the yeshivas. In other words, so you'll just have it sort of a rolling deficit. So over here, theoretically, within the time of Re'iya, they could have a rolling deficit. And what will they do when Adam ran to Bezdin and and say, well, there, you know, there's no molech. Okay, so, you know, again, there are different cycles. They have the cycle of the year, the cycle of the month. They don't always necessarily have to coincide one with the other. So I don't know. I don't, you know, it's not my question. The Chazon Ish asked the question. Okay, so it's a good question.
Could we,
if the Chazon Ish asked the question?
Why didn't anybody ask the question before? It's a long time since I asked the question.
No, someone asked the question. I saw the question somewhere. Just one second. No, the Chazon Ish asked the question. Yes, I'm
so
sorry.
So we're saying, if I'm listening correctly, that it seems like there's an idea that we have to, within the 19 years, a fixed pattern, and within that, even though there's some flexibility within that, it has to be sort of that the solar and lunar are always kind of like lining up within every 19 years.
Okay.
And we're suggesting, well, maybe, why not? Well, couldn't it just be that, like, we're always constantly adjusting it, so
exactly.
Like, it never fits exactly, but it's always, they're always kind of
working
in tandem and
Take it looser.
Yeah, it gets a little bit longer, it gets a little shorter,
right.
And we just keep doing that.
Right. In other words, the Rabbeinu Hananel was building his Ol Kimta on an assumption that the 19-year cycle was a cycle even when they were Mekadesh and Ma'aber al Pi HaRe'iyah. Even when they had all of these, you know, Dinim of Tzorech and Oli Regali V'chulei, they were still bound by this 19-year cycle. They were bound, clearly, by Shamaras Chodesh Aviv. There was an internal pressure, but not necessarily an external pressure of having to balance your budget, having to get to where you want to get to at the end of 19 years, so that someone will know, oh, in other words, now my Hebrew English birthdays coincide. If I'm 19 years old or 38 years old, it's cute. But that's, you know, that's not enough of a reason to push that in.
Is there something about the assumption there that you know, in other words, if you're not saying that, it's almost as if the solar year is one thing and the lunar year is one thing, and we just keep making adjustments so that they're parallel.
Don't we have to make adjustments? Okay.
Right. But the 19-year cycle say, no, intrinsically they're really one structure, and we just have to keep doing certain things to make sure that they are running smoothly in alignment.
One could say that very much, that we have over a very basic machlokas in terms of the same way that we have a question in terms of Ibur Hashanah. Is Ibur Hashanah and Din in months, that we add a month, or we have a whole different type of a year? We have a Shana Me'uberes. So that same, so, you know, that same Chakira, that would be the basis of Shana Lechaverta. We have a year. And you can't be Ma'aber. It's not a question of adding a month. Maybe you could do even before Rosh Hashanah. But to have a Shana Me'uberes, in other words, then maybe everything has to be built in within the year. So your question, your Ha'ara is that maybe in addition to having not just an extra month, and having a Shana Me'uberes, we have this 19-year requirement that things are aligned. That things are aligned every 19 years. That it's really one din. Right? Okay, could be. So maybe that's what's behind Rabbeinu Hananel, that assumption. Okay, let's continue. Tanu Rabbanan. Ein ma'abernes Hashana lo b'shviyas, v'lo b'motzoei shviyas. Ein masai regilin la'aber erev shviyas. So let's take it from the top. Why ein ma'abrin es hashana b'shviyas? So what does Rashi explain? What's the issue of shviyas according to Rashi? That we would, right, that we would put people in a situation of anxiety, right? That we would add another month, that it'd have to be Boteach HaNakadosh Baruch Hu very totally, that somehow everything is going to, it's going to work out with another month, and that's not proper.
But it's not a fear of having enough food to go around, it's a fear of just having money to buy. Why is working the land such a big...
Working the land, you have a sense of control. Even though, again, it's all an optical illusion, because any farmer who thinks that it's in his control is a fool. Every farmer knows that he has to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, emunasitecha, right? That this is the farmer knows he needs rain, he needs this, he needs that. But it's this sense. We live in a psychological world where we like to put ourselves into imaginative fantasies that we're in control. And so that, you know, it pulls out it pulls out the rug underneath us, the fact that there's another month that we're not in control. Okay. So psychologically, you're putting people in an anxiety. Basically, shouldn't put people in anxiety. That's also something to take into account. Take into account the psychological state of people. The Yad Rama over here quotes a fascinating Yerushalmi. Let's look at the Yad Rama. First he begins with Rashi, and then he moves over after those three or four dots, Mefurish B'Yerushalmi. You have it on the bottom of the page. Mefurish B'Yerushalmi, Ki Hatamein Ma'avir Mishviyas Nei Chodesh Emosiv Hinba, D'lo Lifteru Min Hama'aser. Namely, that the Levian have, in other words, they're Shevet Levi, right? They are sitting and learning, being somach on the fact that they are going to, 12 months a year, going to be getting Maaser. And here, in the Shnat HaShmita, they're not getting Maaser. They're on the same level as everyone else, or if you want to, everyone else is on their level, however you want to view it. And that's the problem. In other words, we want the Levium to be certain that they are going to be able to get their Maaser. That's an interesting approach. And the Rambam has an even more interesting approach, which I didn't notice that for you, because I forgot. But what does the Rambam say?
So they came from the Omer.
Right, that during the seventh year, we have a situation where everything is hefker, and if everything is hefker, who's to say that we're going to have with what to bring the Omer? Right?
Need almost nothing. It's the Rambam really saying.
Ein ma'abrin et b'shviyas, shiyad hakol sholetes al hasvichin, v'lo yimtzu perhaps l'karev ha'omer u'shtei halecha. That someone can just walk into that field, it's an unguarded field, and cut it for himself. And so we don't want to add fuel to the issue, namely if 12 months, mela, we can say, well, people will hold off. There'll be a big sign, right? This is set aside for omer. This is set aside for shnei halechim. 13 months, we're afraid people will ignore the sign. The problem is that we have Mishnayos that deal with, we have a Masechet Shviyos, and Mishnayos and Masechet Shviyos say, what did they do in the seventh year to be certain that there would be Omer and Shnei Halachem? There were Shomrim. There were Shomrim, not just signs, but there were Shomrim who would tell people, you know, please don't take this, this is meant for Shviyos. So that's, in other words,
the Shomrim would eat it. Sounds like that from the Rambam. But everybody is like going to,
yeah, but the thing time is, exactly, that the Shomrim, they weren't going to shoot anyone who took it. Lemais, that would be a problem of Minashamur. Namely, that's against the world of Shvi'it. They would simply be there to remind people. So we know that nice people who remind people not to jaywalk, right? If the person is really in a rush, he's going to say, I'm sorry, and he's going to jaywalk, right? So someone is really hungry, then, or he really feels that, you know, this is too good. He'll just take a little. He'll leave enough for the Omer, and you know, everyone will just take a little. So it's, you know, the persuasion may not work. But in any case, those are three reasons for the world of Shviyas. In terms of Motze Shviyas, what was the issue over there? There was a question of the Yisra of Chadash, and again, with this we already spoke about. This was the Shnas Ra'avon, that people would either, you know, be afraid of going hungry, or it's Lifnei Iver of getting them to that they should be over Isurim. However, Rabban Gamliel was not concerned with this. Why? Because they used to bring in from Jordan, right? They brought in Yerek from Chutz La'aretz. What was the issue of bringing in Yerek from Chutz La'aretz? So we'd have a machlokes tanim over here, a chshash of Gusheyim, that we have a gzeira midrabanan on Afar Chutz La'aretz, and that if were this Afar to come in contact with Truma, then we would have to be sorry for the Truma, and the question is whether we can be assumed that the Yerakot would be brought in without the Gushim, because we don't want to mess up the situation of Tuma and Tahara in Eretz Yisrael.
What is this Tuma?
It's a Tuma Midraban. It's a Tuma of Afar Chutz La'aretz. So in Chutz La'aretz, the afar is metameh even ba'ohel. In Eretz Yisrael, Tosis points out, it's metameh b'maga u'b'masa. In other words, but that's the, in other words, there's a Yerushalmi that speaks about the fact, what if a Kohen has a father who lives in Chutz La'aretz? Mitzad kibudah ve'aim, is he allowed to visit his father in Chutz La'aretz, or do we say no? That we have this Gzeira Midrabana of Tumas Eretz Amim, and Mapitom, that he should be metameh himself. In other words, even if his motivation is kibud aveim, al kidekach. In other words, there's tumas eretz amim. I mean, that's lechora. The gro wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael, so there are all different reasons of why, right? But pashtus is he wanted to leave tumas eretz amim. In other words, but Kadosh Baruch Hu decided otherwise. But there is something there that you can. That impacts, tuma impacts on every area of an individual's relationship to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, even on the intellectual level, that a person, avir d'Eretz Yisrael machkim, and a chutz la'aretz, that there is a tuma seretz amamim. It's a tuma midrabanan, it's not a tuma midoraisa, but rabbanan, once they're metamek, so there's a macholkas, whether the isur midrabanan, or isur chefter, or isur gavra. You know, when Rabbanan make Isurim, are they just telling the people this is what you shouldn't do? Or are they, just as the Torah speaks about Nevela being Nevela, so but Rabbanan are saying this is Nevela Midr Rabbanan, there's a cleft of Nevela. So that Lechora over here, Kadosh Baruch Hu, it via Rabbanan, you know, it's being, you know, it's expanding the world of Tumah Midoraisa into a Tumah Midr Rabbanan Kolashi Yerucha, or it's more of an Isur on the Gavra to put himself in that situation. So these are very, very real issues. This right there. Okay, what we're up to now is the world of Tumah, but in a different sense, whether Tumah is a reason to be Ma'aber the Shana. So what we have over here, just in terms of where we're moving, this is the last shiur of this month. But we'll have shiur of Blinether a week from Wednesday, that's right, the Nuzman, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a Wednesday after the last Wednesday in Nisan. Okay.
Is that the first day of the...
The Zman begins on Tuesday.
May 3rd.
Which, May 3rd is what? Is Tuesday or Wednesday? It's Wednesday. Okay, so on May 3rd, the Minyanan. So, is it still Rosh? It's still before Rosh. When's Rosh Chodesh? It's Kaf Hey, Kaf Vav is Shabbos, Kaf Zayin, Kaf Tais, Kaf Tes. Maybe it's Rosh Chodesh. What? Do you have a calendar? Okay, well, while we're talking... Okay, so we'll learn the sugya of Tumah. I'll give you the Mar Makomos tomorrow morning.
Rosh Chodesh is the 8th
in Mount. Rosh Chodesh is the 8th in Mount. Rosh Chodesh is the 8th in Mount. Okay, fine. So we'll get up to... We'll get up to Gufa, which is about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud. There's two depths of Gufa. Gufa until